So the tradition accepts this notion of emptiness, and then it says we want to have a go at expressing the positive nature of this. So it gives you this whole set of metaphors. But the later tradition tries to spell out the relationship a little bit more. It's saying, well, what are you saying that's positive that still includes the idea of emptiness? So one last attempt to sort of square this circle. Sally King says that the Tathagata Garbha tradition is not saying that something simply is. On the contrary, she says, the Buddha nature is essentially constituted by action. It's not a thing, it's a kind of doing. And rather than it being a type of being, it's a series of actions. It's a practice. And then she goes on to say that the relationship between Buddha nature and ignorance, the relation between Tathagata Garbha and the kleshas, the defilements, is not the relationship between two substances. It's the relationship between two behaviours. She accepts that, the tradition accepts that the fundamental nature of your mind is that it's moving. Our nature is transformation, she says. But the Tathagata Garbha and the kleshas are fundamentally the mind behaving in two different ways. And our task is to shift our mind from the behaviour that expresses the kleshas to the behaviour that expresses an underlying potential nature, the food within the husk. There's a behaviour that expresses that. And far from undermining practice, Sally King argues, the whole point of the Tathagata Garbha Sutra is to underline the absolutely critical importance of practice. That it's practice in the sense of behaviour expressing skillful mental states that makes the Buddha nature, to use that language, manifest rather than just some abstract potential. So I hope that's enough to address these two concerns of a substantial nature and undermining practice. It's not a nature, it's a behaviour. And it's not a calling into question the necessity for practice. It's saying that if you have to act, and you do have to act, the nature of your mind is that it moves, that it acts. You have a choice, and that choice is whether that action expresses confusion and craving, or whether that action starts to express awareness and emotional openness. And it's an active choice that we make. Spiritual practice, Banti says somewhere, is essentially a growth in consciousness. And because of that, it must be consciously directed. What we're being faced with in the Tathagata Garbha Sutra is a conscious choice between two behaviours. And it's saying it's critical that we choose, and inevitable, actually, that we choose. If you don't choose one, you choose the other.